change the put it on a rack and you take it in every so many thousand miles and they change the
oil and gas. I mean,
that's right. It was coal. That's right. What did you use to burn in lamps before you had electricity?
Kerosene.
Did you always use kerosene, or did you ever call it any other name?
No, I don't know nothing but kerosene, and the heap of folks used to didn't have kerosene in lamps. I hear them talking. It used to burn a lot, you know, to have kindling, you know, and burn a lot in the fireplace, to have a light in the house, and you used to have to cook on the stove. I mean, cook bread on the fireplace, get old wood, you know, and burn them coals down and cook your bread on. The folks didn't have stoves. I've heard my grandma talk about that. So they used to have to burn coals and then cook bread, cook hoe cakes, you know. And then after they got that, then they come in some making skillets and lathe. And they could cook that bread, put coals under the bottom, and heat that lead on the coals. And then put some of them coals on top of that and brown that bread on top.
I bet that took a long time.
Yes, but it was good, though. Ooh. And folks was heating more hell than that then, Miss Judy, than is now. Because you never did, used to hear talk of cancers and heart trouble and all such things. And now when you have raising things, you got to put pardon on everything you raised for it to grow.
That's right. And then when they can it up, they put preservatives in.
That's right. And that's when so many folks are so sickly and everything.
You know what you call it when you put a boat or a ship in the water for the very first time?
Bateaux.
What do you use when to go out fishing on a small lake?
A boat, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a boat. Yes. Is it a big boat or a little
boat? They got big ones and little ones too.
What do you call a small boat that you have to push it around yourself?
That's right. I don't know what you call them, man. Bateaux?
Yeah, or rowboat or
something like that.
If you want to get something for nothing, then you're saying you want a free, you know, sometimes people walk around and they're trying to get you to buy their product.
That's right, yes.
What is it they give you? And they give you a part of it. And
yes,
they,
a bargain.
A bargain or just sometimes they send them through the mail. They're advertising a new product.
Sample.
That's right.
Yes, a sample.
Try out my product.
Yes.
So you can buy it from me.
Sample it. That's right.
Okay, what if you're in there sewing a dress and you run out of thread and you got to go up the store and buy some more thread and you cut a little bitty piece of your material off, take it up there and match it up.
That's
what do you call that little old bitty piece of material? You might say, ask the lady that's selling the material to cut me off a little
sample of that.
Yeah, so you can take it home.
So I can take it home, that's right.
Especially when you're talking about little girls, I guess. You think, you get to thinking, you know, and you say, boy, that is just the best looking child. She is just so
pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty. And she's so nice and kind.
You might say, she's so pretty, but you know, I don't know. It's just something about my own little grandbabies. I think that they're
plenty of it up. That's right.
And in fact, you said to yourself, my children, my grandchildren got to be the prettier than everybody else.
That's right.
Prettiest. What do you wear over your dress?